This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher. You could say clarinetist Charles Nydick is a bit like Indiana Jones. Similar to the fedora-wearing archaeologist of the big screen, Charles has spent much of his career trying to capture elusive historical items. It's all because Charles is fascinated by authentic performances of older works, something that he thinks can be best achieved using historical instruments. Charles Nydick celebrates a few from the extended clarinet family on his latest recording titled Mozart 1791. Charles says when he plays old music on period instruments, he feels like he's unearthed something brand new.
And Mozart probably was the greatest in terms of knowing the tendencies of instruments. So when he wrote for the clarinet, he knew which notes came out, which notes he should emphasize in a phrase, and which notes were covered in the old instruments. And that can lead you in wonderful directions in terms of expression.
The title of this recording, Mozart 1791, refers to Mozart's Concerto for Bassett Clarinet and Orchestra in A Major, which premiered in 1791. Mozart composed it for a good friend, Anton Stadler. On this piece, Charles Nydick plays a very special instrument.
And it's an instrument which we knew existed, but we didn't know what it looked like until a drawing on a program was found in Riga, in Latvia, for a concert of Anton Stadler. Anton Stadler was the clarinetist who was Mozart's friend. It looks like a large pipe in a certain sense. There are some interesting qualities about this instrument. It has its unusual bell, which creates a very warm, low register. The shape of it involves the bell facing not outwards as it would in a saxophone, let's say, or a bass clarinet, but inwards. Now, when that drawing was first discovered, people generally thought that the drawing has to be wrong, but I found that if the bell is pointed inward, the instrument is very stable, and I can manage it very well. If the bell is pointed outwards, the balance becomes unwieldy. So, of course, the drawing was correct.
Mozart's Concerto for Bassett Clarinet and Orchestra had its premiere in Prague. Around that same time, another rather unusual concerto for three Bassett horns was written by the Czech composer Jiří Drucheský. Charles says it was part intentional and part serendipitous to include this work on the same recording.
Because the concerto for three Bassett horns is a curiosity which has never been recorded, and the fact that that was actually a Bohemian instrument, which was more popular in the area of Bohemia, which included Prague, of course, kind of connected it to the Mozart concerto.
The three Bassett horn players featured on this concerto are from the ensemble Clarimonia. Charles Nydick says they were vital to this entire project in a couple of ways.
The founder of the ensemble is Jochen Sigelke, who is not only a very fine clarinetist and Bassett horn player, but he is also a wonderful instrument maker. And he made the instruments, the copies of the old instruments, which we played on. And it was Bernard who uncovered the Drucheský concerto.
Mozart 1791 with clarinetist Charles Nydick is a new recording with a very old sound that you'll discover has a very modern appeal. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Macher.